Welcome to the TJ Fanaticos podcast.
Yeah. Yowza, yowza, yowza. I've always wanted to bring that back. Yowza.
Yowza.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good white person.
Yeah, person. I know. Yeah. That and what is the, what was another one? Yowza and Yippers.
Yippers? No, I don't know if I've heard that one.
No, I haven't heard that one.
I heard a guy say, and he's like, yo, white people are slacking. They're not bringing any of those classic phrases like, hold on there, buddy. Mm-hmm. Wait just a minute. We need more of those.
Yeah.
Yowzers.
I mean, we need to have some white people meetings.
Yeah.
You know, keep that going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wait a minute. We'll think of a better name. But
Well, they have those white parties all the time. It's already a thing.
A white party?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a...
Like old Puffy used to have those white parties all the time.
Yeah.
So I've always assumed, I was wondering why he would throw a party that he couldn't attend if it was just for white people.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Didn't Cubby used to go to white party? He went to a white party. He went to some white party.
Was that for Jennifer Lopez's birthday or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. Cubby, our friend who was an intern and he was a viral YouTube sensation, you know, because that's why he was asking, what do you think about big people in white pants?
Right. Because
he needed some white pants.
Yeah, he's going to a white party.
Mm-hmm.
You been to a theme party as an adult?
No, just, you know, Halloween
costume
stuff. Because my friends had a big Halloween party one time, and my wife and I dressed as I was Bret Michaels and she was whoever that Rock of Love champion was. It was back then when that was popular.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to get me to not to come.
Yeah, so you got to wear a costume.
Put a costume, a theme, ugly Christmas sweater. I don't care. Don't tell me what to wear. I'm coming to your house. I'm doing you a favor. Trust me. It's not the other way around.
Yeah, but women love themed parties. They look for any reason to wear a costume except for good reasons.
Exactly.
They want to come up with the idea for the costume. They don't want their husbands coming up with it.
Yeah.
They'll come. Women get together, come up with the craziest costume ideas. They're all for it.
Oh, yeah.
If a man comes up with a women's costume idea, oh, Lord.
Everybody goes crazy.
Yeah.
But imagine you've been working all week, busting your butt, and then Friday evening rolls around, and you got to go to a Bridgerton party.
Oh, God.
Like an ascot. And
just,
I mean,
kick me between the pockets. The front ones at that.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
All right. So we got the five first date ideas. We've covered five and four. Number five was a movie date. Number four, coffee date. So that brings us to number three. And we will get on that post haste very quickly. Next.
More of TJ's Fanatical Podcast is coming up. Sure, it's critical, it's opinionated, but it's fun. It's the TJ Fanatico Podcast.
Griggins, did you realize that you just used one of those white people phrases that you were just talking about? You said, damn Skippy.
Damn Skippy.
Yeah, you said, damn Skippy.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good white person phrase.
Yeah, you're F and A right, buddy.
F and A.
Yeah, that's what I...
A.
Yeah, I don't. We didn't say that as Southerners when that was, you know, we never said F and A.
What is the A?
I don't know. I always thought it was just like something that Yankee said.
It's the letter A?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how I would have said it, F and A.
And then some people would just say it like they were so frustrated. They would go, oh, F and A, man.
F and A.
Don't know.
And no, I'm going to be a way better cusser than that.
Yeah.
If I want to cuss, I'm going to make it mean something. Make it stick.
My mom was a bad cusser.
I think
she would try to cuss and it was bad because she would actually use the word. She would say shitting as an adjective. Like, ooh, you pick up these shitting shoes.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's
yeah.
But I guess it's kind of a good thing that you don't know how to use it any
right.
better. But it is kind of cringe when you hear it.
Shit. Bless her heart, mama.
Yeah.
Okay, so the five first date ideas for adults. We're at number three today. Going to the fair.
Ooh. controversial.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can't just go to the fair at any time. You got to wait for the fair to be in town.
Yeah, but is it a fun first date? Or is it... I can kind of see how that would be good. It's great people watching.
Yeah.
So the conversation kind of takes care of itself.
Is it safe, though? That's the thing. Safe? You don't want to take a woman on a first date where, you know, she's you got to be in fear of getting attacked or something. I haven't been to a fair. As a matter of fact, I don't know that I've ever been to a county fair. That's how long it's been since I've been to a fair. Because the last time I was at a fair, it was a parish fair when I still lived in Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah, same thing.
No, I'm just saying that's how long it's been since I've been to a fair.
Really?
I think.
30 years? More than
or more, yeah.
Wow.
Maybe we did go to a fair. I'm sure in the radio world we've had to do things at, you know, appearances at fairs and stuff through the years. But we always say, you know, my little tight-knit friends, which would be little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael, we always say we're going to go to the fair.
Yeah.
Because there's a big fair in this area called the Cleveland County Fair. It's the biggest one. And Jenny wants to go for the food because, you know, it's her mom that eats at the fair every day. It's in town. She has lunch there. Yeah. They're fair food people.
We're fair food people. Got it.
And handsome husband Michael grew up in this area. There aren't many people around who did, and he's one of the few. And he just... You know, he just wants to go to the fair again. He remembers that fair being so great. And all that.
He loves games. Yeah. He loves, you know, all that stuff. So it makes perfect sense for them to go.
But what is a big fair like with parking and all of that kind of stuff? Because I've never been to a big city fair.
Parking in, it's like parking at a concert, gravel, maybe dirt, maybe it's just an open field.
Mm-hmm.
But the grass is mowed and it's not too far of a walk. And then you get to the gates, and the gates are usually chain link fences.
Yeah,
that you know probably exist all year round. And then it's like a big circle, like a big mall.
So do you pay to park?
I don't recall paying to park. I'm sure you do. It's been a while for me as well.
And do you pay to get in?
Pay to get in, and then you pay for tickets too.
Okay.
For the rides and stuff.
Because I don't think we had to pay to get in to the little Wynn Parish Fair when I was growing up in Winfield, Louisiana.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course you had to pay for the tickets and all of that. But I don't know. Maybe you did have to pay to get in.
I'm sure it's insignificant. Know. But, and you don't even have to ride the rides. You don't even got to get the ticket. I mean, it would be fun on a first date to go throw the baseball at the milk jugs and try to win her a teddy bear or whatever.
They always show it in the movies.
They always show it in the movies, and I guess that's kind of cute. But it's just great time outside. It's at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eat a snow cone. I think it's a good first date.
Would you ride anything?
No, I wouldn't.
Nothing?
Not a thing.
Unless what if she really, really wanted to ride?
She's really wanting to do the zipper or the Titan.
If you want to do the zipper, then you're going to have to undo my zipper.
Right. Let's go back in the car.
How about that, honey? I got them tinted windows for a reason.
Yeah.
But they don't sell beer and all at the fair, do they?
No, I don't think so. No.
Well, that would be a reason that little friend Jenny wouldn't want to go. They don't have beer.
Yeah. Have you gone to a street fair at all during Small Town Adventures? Like where they block off the street?
Oh, yeah, a lot of them, yeah.
And you can still drink.
Yeah. They have one of those right here in Mooresville, North Carolina. About every 2 weeks. They're shutting down the main street for some kind of festival.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just a food truck festival once a month, they'll do it.
Yeah.
But I don't like to walk and drink.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it either. I'd rather sit down and drink.
Yeah, or just stand in one spot
and
drink. I'm not good at walking and drinking beer.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do it. It's not that I'm uncoordinated. I'd rather just sit in one spot.
Every time I spill my beer. We got to stop, y'all.
I drop it about 10 steps in and fall. I fall.
I can't do this anymore. What's the most drunk you've ever been in public?
Oh.
Like out somewhere?
Probably we used to have a rowdy group of couple friends. And we all had small kids, but we were – you know, successful people and, you know, that whole thing, not just trash, you know, bar hoppers and things
right.
going out and getting drunk all the time. But we took a trip with all the couples to Wilmington, North Carolina years ago. And we went to, that was when martini bars were really popular. So we went to a martini bar and I sampled too many flavors.
Oh no.
And then we, you know, went to a piano bar in Wilmington and, you know, I think that was the place where they were playing the dueling pianos were doing North against South songs yeah, and yeah. whatever. And I fell for that. And I ran up there and threw $20 in the bucket of the one. And I said, it's for the South. It's for the South.
That's a good one.
So that was probably, you know, embarrassing. I was, you know, they played Billie Jean for a minute on their dueling pianos, yeah. and I was doing the Michael Jackson dance.
Oh yeah,
I was moonwalking and doing the Michael Jackson kick, which I can do better than most people. Right. Most people don't do it right. I could do it. I probably still could, you know, but you know, it, fat guys dancing, it always looks like rerun from What's Happening or the, that old music video from the country group Shenandoah. If Bubba can dance, I can too. That's what I look like.
Man, that's a good story though. That's a good
for the South. It's for the South. I kind of pointed at the other ones. Damn Yankees.
You know, at least you're away from town. You know, you're in another city. It's like let loose a little bit, but that's fine. Mm.
And then Jody goes, what did you just do? When I got back to the table, I said, I gave him $20 for the South.
You'd be more pissed now. Oh. I gave away $20. What am I doing?
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah.
I said, y'all can sit up there and talk crap about my mama, and yeah. I'm not paying you to do anything, you know, do the opposite, fight back.
You could have a video of somebody punching my mom.
Yeah, you could be riling up this whole crowd to storm my mama's house and get her out of there like a witch. I'm not coming off $20.
I'm hanging. My wallet is staying where it's at.
As a matter of fact, these drinks are too expensive. I can make this shit at home.
We're going back to the martini bar.
Man. I have, though, I've gotten to a place that's saving me some money because Jody loves steak. And so the days of going to a nice steak restaurant are over because she likes the way I cook steaks better than, you know, fancy places.
Yeah,
and so now she goes, I don't have any desire to go out and spend all that money on a steak that's not as good as yours. It's like, yes.
It's logical thinking.
So if I could learn how to make shoes and purses.
Cut her hair.
Yeah. I'm saving all kinds of money now.
It's the TJ's Fanatical Podcast with TJ and Riggins.